Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn, Chris Canny now joins us here as we just keep playing musical chairs. J. Will stays where he is.
My clap was so off to the beat to begin with. It's, some of those beats sometimes I'm like, I don't know how to clap or stay on rhythm on that.
On the Clash?
Yeah, how do you stay?
Simple 1-2, man.
That's not a 1-2 to me. Like James Brown is a 1-2.
It does feel like a simple 1-2.
It feels a little rushed.
Does it?
Does it not?
Well, it's a little bit of punk rock.
And
well,
maybe your rhythm is just a little bit questionable, J. Will.
Whoa.
Maybe that's
whoa.
What it is.
Okay, that's hot out of the gate.
Don't question a black man's rhythm. Don't question it. My rhythm is not off. It's just to that beat. I don't know how to dance to that beat.
Well, we wouldn't have questioned it had you not said that the beat wasn't a simple 1-2. I'm just saying, look, you want us to
put the music back on. I want to hear CC. Put the music back on. I want to hear CC go to the beat.
You understand the punk rock?
I want to hear CC go to the beat. Put the music back on.
Exactly.
It's something you mosh pit to. It's something you break stuff to.
I don't mosh. I don't break stuff.
That's a fair point, Al.
I want to do a 1-2. CC, you're supposed to be on the same wavelength with me.
I'm with you, but I just thought that was one of those you should have just let it ride, man.
No, okay. Put the beat back on. All right, clap to it.
What are you putting
clap
me
to
on?
It? No, because
you
said
you putting me on the spot.
Because you question my beat. Clap
why
to
are you
it.
Putting me
see,
on the
Alan's
spot
having a hard time. Go ahead, Alan. Clap to it.
See, Alan's got it. Perfect.
Come on
see,
now.
He's got
so
it.
It's see, I don't do that. It's just, what's it? It's a snap.
Snap
that,
your fingers.
That, that's it.
That's what you do.
That's all I do. I'm the 1-2. I put the hands up. I just clap.
Okay. Let the middle-aged white guy help you guys about rhythm. Okay.
Wow. I just don't dance to this, Alan. I just don't dance.
He wouldn't have brought it up had you not said anything.
Well,
now you got everybody on national radio and television questioning
because
whether or not we can stay on a beat.
Oh, I can stay on a beat.
That's on you.
I'm just never putting this beat on in the backyard of barbecue, CC.
If I gave you that,
this is not going to make the playlist.
This is not happening. I'm going to be awkward.
Not at all.
Now, is it a cookout or is it a barbecue? What are we doing here?
Depends on what you're serving.
It depends on where we are, too, right?
Depends on what you're serving. Now, it's hot dogs, it's burgers, that's a cookout. Now, if you got ribs, you got steaks, you got chicken, that's a barbecue.
That's called barbecue.
Yeah, okay, I'm
with
that.
Barbecue. That's the difference.
And if we're having a barbecue and I'm playing this, if I take the guitar out and I'm just giving you the snare and the hi-hat.
First off, ain't nobody taking the guitar out at the barbecue.
That's a great
I just want you to know that. In our barbecues, nobody's been like, hey, let me bring the guitar out and let's sing some rhymes around the fire. It's not happening at our barbecue.
No,
I'm sorry.
If I brought the guitar out, you'd let me sing. Let me just leave it at that. But if I just did the bass drum, the snare, and the hi-hat on that and nothing else, you would be able to dance to it. The problem with this song is the other part you're hearing.
I feel like I only know the word snare from like Dave Chappelle. Turn my snare up. That's the only time I've referenced snare in some of our barbecues or cookouts. I'm sorry, yeah.
Because I can bring some cowbell to it as well. Meanwhile, back to sports. So Mike Tannenbaum said something, Chris, in the previous segment we just talked to him that really caught Jay's attention, caught my attention certainly as well. When we talk about the goings-on from Friday, the aggressive move by the 49ers to move up, and also the way the Dolphins just flipped this whole thing and said, okay, we have the 3, we'll get to 6. How'd you get to 6? By getting the 12. What? So they do what they're doing. Clearly they're set at quarterback. The Niners made it clear also, even though Jimmy G's not going anywhere, they say they clearly are moving up to get a quarterback. But Jay,
Mike Tannenbaum came on our show and said that they're going to get Mac Jones. With the 3rd pick in the draft. I'm like, they could have got Mac Jones if they just stayed in their original position to begin with.
You believe that?
3rd pick in the draft? CeCe? For Mac Jones?
Yeah, that's a little too aggressive. I don't necessarily see it that way. Like, Mac Jones might be one of the most pro-ready quarterbacks in this class, but you're not moving up from 12 to 3 to go after a player that has limited upside like Mac Jones. Like, you're moving up for a guy that has mobility to his game, somebody like Justin Fields, somebody like Trey Lance. Clearly, there are 3 quarterbacks that Kyle Shanahan is comfortable with in this draft class. So I got to think the reason that he decided to give up that kind of draft capital, we're talking about 3 first-round draft picks and a 3rd-round draft pick. It would seem like you're going for a quarterback that would allow Kyle Shanahan to unlock his entire playbook.
Yeah.
And to me, that's a quarterback that can use his legs to get out of trouble.
I feel like that's Justin Fields. But John Lynch is not going to Justin Fields' pro day. He's going to Tuscaloosa to go see Mac Jones tomorrow. That's where it gets interesting.
Well, here's the thing. It's not like Mac Jones is a terrible athlete. The guy ran a 4.7 at his pro day. So it's not like he doesn't have some athleticism, but he's not on the same level as a Trey Lance or Justin Fields. Now, I don't know which one of these quarterbacks John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan are intrigued by. I don't know which one of the guys it is. but it's one of those guys that can use his legs. When you think about the Shanahan system, being able to marry the passing game with the running game, getting out on the perimeter with your quarterback on those boots, yep. on those sprints, mm-hmm. you're going to have somebody that's a good to elite level athlete. And to me, that's Justin Fields and Trey Lance more so than Mac Jones. Mm.
So that's, I mean, again, that'll be debatable, of course, and it's the pro day thing, which of, I mean, I felt like Friday just got a little out of hand, right? The throw of the pro day!
Did you watch this thing, CeCe?
Yeah, how much
on Friday? It was, you would have thought it was the Grammys. I'm serious. Yeah. Is this what's happening during pandemics, that we have to blow up everything that happens?
Here's what it sounded like, watching a pro day with no defense. Listen.
Well, first of all, Steve mentioned, oh my goodness, that is just a silly throw. Yeah! I think I'd be done. I think that was in the last one.
In a minute.
But on the Coastal Carolina thing, well, let's look at this one more time.
Let's check this out.
To be fading away to the left, you have no idea how difficult that is, to be fading to your left and to be able to get this ball up, to be able to drop that down on the other hash. That's ridiculous.
That's the throw of the pro day season right
there. There it is. Oh, throw of the pro day season. Daniel Jeremiah, Rhett Lewis on NFL Network with the call there. And it was right in the middle of, like, as they're just having, like, small talk, it's like, whoa, that was just incredible. Like,
it's just, ooh, listen to that way the ball popped.
Is that just because you're in the moment, you're there? you know what the problem is, though, Chris, is that for basketball, there's no really equivalent to that, right, Jay? Like,
no.
There's no pro day where you're going, you're like, wow, look at that release for three. Like, it's just nothing like that. In the NFL, though,
oh, wait a minute,
do we overreact
now, wait a minute
to quarterbacks?
Now, Al, no, you do have something like that in basketball. I mean, listen, when Steph Curry is coming out of the tunnel and he's shooting three-pointers from the tunnel, that's something.
It is.
Yeah. You do have individual workouts, though, that are kind of centered that way.
Like, I have never watched the NBA Combine.
Well, it's not draft. I mean, this is football.
Yeah.
You know how this is football. This is
America.
This is America. This is America. Okay? We're watching the pro day for Zach Wilson. I watched all 2 hours of it, damn
it. That boy can ball.
All 2 hours. Like, that's how they made you feel like you needed to be there.
Well, listen, the kid has got some unbelievable physical attributes. No question about it. And that throw that he made when he was fading to his left, throwing back across his body to the right, that's about as good a throw you can make with no pass rush, with no defense out there.
Means the one that Sam Darnold threw exactly. with defense on
Yeah,
the field
one that he threw with
season?
The defense on the field, but his team was also down by 30. So, I mean, context matters with these things. But when you look at what Zach Wilson is bringing to the table, there's a lot to like. But that pro day is just for talent evaluators around the NFL to check all of the boxes that they had penciled in for the evaluations that they had made on the player up until that point, right? Like, you're looking for the confirmation of everything that you've already seen on tape from Zach Wilson. That's what you wanted to see at the pro day. Does he have the arm talent? Can he make all the throws across the field? How does he look when he's throwing? There is some value to it. Now, it's not as important as some people might hype it up to be, but you know that as we get closer to the draft, things get amplified. Mm-hmm. All of the talk around Zach Wilson and what he can be and potentially being the most talented quarterback in the draft, even more so than Trevor Lawrence, because that talk is out there now.
What'd you say?
That is what some people are saying. Like, you know how the hype builds up as you get closer to late April when teams actually start making the pick. So I just think that pro day by Zach Wilson, that was just a byproduct of what we've been seeing or what we've seen in past years, where teams are always, you know, hyped up, you know, around the guys that they're wanting to take.
It builds the excitement.
Can we talk about my Windy City? Can we talk about Chi-Town for a second? Let me spin this around, because this is why I feel like it's about to happen. Okay. So Mike Tannenbaum comes on our show. He says that, hey, it looks like Joe Douglas is in love with Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
That's going to be his guy at number two. So I automatically go to what's going on with Sam Darnold. I think Sam Darnold is an incredible talent. I think, unfortunately, he's been dealt a very bad hand. You and I both know, as pro athletes, the situation you go into, to a major degree, exception for the 0.001%, like, that determines your success.
Yeah.
I feel like for Sam Darnold, he hasn't been dealt a great hand. I think the Chicago Bears need to make a move for Sam Darnold. I really do. I think he could be a guy that can help them in their future. Granted, they have some issues they need to address with their O-line. They have a lot of other issues, too, that need to go on. But I still believe that if you want to have somebody that can come in, a young talent, that can compete with a guy like Andy Dalton for that QB1 that they tweeted out the other day, I feel like that person could be Sam Darnold. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. The potential is there with Sam. You just hope that the change of scenery and putting a different infrastructure around him brings out the best in what he has to offer. That being said, I don't necessarily know that parachuting him into a situation where Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy are on the hot seat is going to lead to Sam Darnold being the best version of himself. I don't see that happening. Now, I will say from the potential and from the upside standpoint, it does make sense because if you're the Bears, I don't think you want to sign up for Andy Dalton being your QB1 for all 16.
Yes.
I don't think that's going to lead to them getting to where they want to be, and I don't think that's going to keep that current regime employed. So it just seems to make sense if you can get Sam Darnold for the right price to have that as an option going into training camp. But they should not be satisfied with the quarterback position right now by any means.
I just want Ted Phillips to step in here and say, we're doing what's in the best long-term interest of the team. I'm not worried about your job, Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace, for the time being. Like, Sam Darnold can help us in the future.
But the key words there from Chris was for the right price.
For the right price.
From Joe Douglas, the price has to be high if there is a market for Sam Darnold, if that in case is going to be the plan going forward. Does UCLA have another upset brewing? Yes. Mm. Yes, I said it that way. That's after Jay has this from DraftKings.
Baseball is back! And DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is putting you on the field with a free shot at a share of millions of dollars in total prizes. Just pick 10 players, stay under the salary cap, and pile up points for hits, runs, strikeouts, and more. Download the DraftKings app now and use code KJZ to get a free shot at a share of the millions of dollars up for grabs this week with your first deposit. That's code KJZ, only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
The madness.
And it is over. For the first time since 2008, the UCLA Bruins are in the Elite Eight.
The Westwood One NCAA Radio Network. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Talking to Blue Bloods in the tournament. UCLA, one of the most historic programs, have now moved on to the final eight. KJZ, ESPN Radio, Alan Hahn, Chris Canty in with Jay Will.
CC.
In the building.
And we are coming to you live from high above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. Let's bring in Dick Vitale, talk some college hoops.
He's a diaper dandy!
We're going to get some of that. Never can get enough of that. Never enough of that. So how about we ask?
I'm a Rolls Royce.
I love the Rolls Royce too. But when we were talking at the beginning of the show, we were talking about Gonzaga and really the pace that they're at, double digit wins, so it's 26 in a row now. Just how that offense just seems unstoppable, and it just looks like they're on their way to do something historic. So when we're looking at this team and we see the field and what's left, we know there's still a couple of speed bumps in the way for them. But why would this be in your mind? Why is this the year for Mark Few and Gonzaga?
Well, you know, when you say it's the year, I worry if I was Mark Few about that next game with Southern Cal. They only lead the nation in block shots. Defensively, fourth in the nation in field goal percentage defensively. Great size inside with the two Mobleys. And they got other players as well. And Ken White is a really good player, and so is Eddie. So I would be concerned with that. However, I really feel somehow, some way, they're going to be able to survive that game. I think that game is the telling game. They get by that, they're going 32-0. I really believe that. But I'm really impressed with Southern Cal. I didn't think they were as good as I'm watching, and I'm really concerned if I were a Gonzaga fan with that game. Now, you talk about Gonzaga. Why are they so good? They lead the nation in scoring. They lead the nation in field goal percentage, 55%, which is unbelievable today. And then they do a great job in the terms of assists. They got 18 assists per game is what they share the ball. They get great ball movement, player movement. You watch them play. The only question I have with them is this, guys, is what about depth factor? If Mobley gets, for example, Timmy in foul trouble, they could really struggle there because, number one, they only play seven players. They basically play seven players. Watson's a big inside player, helps them, and the kid Cook gives them some minutes on the perimeter. But that's it. And Timmy, if he gets in foul trouble, I'm telling you, this Southern Cal team, I don't know what you guys think, but I watched them yesterday, and I'm telling you something. They're a legit threat, and I'm really, really concerned with that game. I didn't think so when the tournament started, but now I have changed my mind.
Dickie V, if Gonzaga is somehow able to get past them and finish this tournament and win the national championship, go undefeated, where will they rank for you in terms of the all-time teams? Undoubtedly, they'll be in the same breath as the 76 Hoosiers, but would this team be considered to be that good?
Yeah, you know, I really think they're so special. You know, it's been a tough, tough year with the pandemic to go through all of that as well. You got to give the kids their due. They have just dominated the competition. I know we'll hear the argument, well, who do they play? Their conference, you know, BYU, the only threat, really, they'll say. But the bottom line is, look what they did during a pre-conference schedule. They went out and blew out Virginia. They blew out when you think about Iowa. Iowa was supposed to be so good at the time. They blew Iowa out. They beat Kansas. So they've proven they can play with anybody at any time. I think you go 32-0, especially in the day and age of today, you got to be ranked right up there with the best of the best.
Dickie V, we got three Pac-12 teams in the Elite Eight. Three. But this whole year, all we talked about was the Big Ten. All we talked about was the ACC. How come the Pac-12 doesn't get more love?
You know what? I think there's something I was thinking about this. I swear, Jay, you go and look at my timeline on Twitter. For the last 2 years, I've been saying how they're an improved conference. But you know what? The public, we don't know about it. Everybody's sleeping at that time out here. Everybody's sleeping when they're playing on TV. So people didn't get a chance, an opportunity. I really believe that hurt them in a way of being, you know, getting the kind of love they deserve. I mean, they're legitimate. There's no doubt about it. This UCLA team, for example, right now, he's bringing back that winner's culture, discipline, toughness. Mick Cronin's that kind of guy. Rick Pitino told me about that when he got the job. Pitino worked with him. He was on Pitino's staff. He said, Dickie's going to do a job there because he's going to get players, and he's going to get players, and they're going to buy into his system. He really relates well with the team, communicates well with them, a lot of little tough love, but it's real love. And I'll tell you one thing, they are responding. The kid Jaquez has been great, so is Juzang, and to win that game that they won the other day, I mean, I don't know about you. When the game went to OT, and I can hit that three, this don't you say, it's over, man. It's over. Come on. Uncle Mo, momentum has arrived on the side of certainly Arkansas. And then what comes to happen? Bam, 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 bam. It's just like Canty had a face when he played with the Giants. Bang, bang, bang in the end zone for the opposition. I'm only teasing you. Don't get me started. As I went down, I had in that game, I had Alabama winning, getting ready to play certainly play Michigan. But now we got UCLA. All they've done is, think about this, okay? They came in on a four-game losing streak into the tournament. So now they get Michigan State in a play-in game. Michigan State had 2 weeks earlier had beaten three teams in the top five in the country, Ohio State, Illinois, and Michigan. So now you're thinking, it's over for them there. Well, they're getting beat early, and all of a sudden at the end of the game, they win that game at the end. Then they go out and they blow out BYU. BYU was a good basketball team. Then they played the Cinderella team, Abilene Christian, who beats Texas, and they blow them out. Then they come back and out and beat Alabama. I'm telling you one thing. If you're a Michigan fan, man, you better lace them up, and you better come to play like Jay Will came to play when he played down there at Duke, and I made him a hero, and he never even thanked me for it.
I thank you every day I see you. Come on, Dickie V. I always give you love. You're my guy.
Yeah, you did, Jay. I'll tell you what, I'll never forget this. We were your mother one time, and you came over to me and a lot to me, and you put your arms right around me, and you said, Dickie V, I want to thank you for all the beautiful things you said about me in my career. And really, it choked me up because you don't get that. You know, we get from a lot of players, you'll say great things about them. At one time, you're a little critical. Same with coaches. Mm. I told a coach recently, Agreed. He called me up moaning and groaning a little bit about something I had said. I said, you know what? Wait, before we get started, okay? Before we get started, I want to tell you something. How come you never call me about what all the great things I said about you, okay? So I don't want to hear that. So end of story, end of the argument.
Dickie V, I tell you, every time I get a chance to work with you, you know, how I'm still in awe of you. Your energy that you had back when I was a player in 2000 is exactly the same way your energy is now. And what you've been able to do in your career is, it's incredible. It's incredible, man. And you're still doing it at a high level. I did want to ask you about Indiana University, IU. What do you think about them hiring Mike Woodson as a head coach? What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are this. Mike Woodson's going to have to surround himself with a staff that really gives him an opportunity to get familiar with college basketball. It's a whole different thing than the NBA, the recruiting and learning all the ins and outs, the rules. I mean, you got to be a lawyer to handle the rule book. I think he's got to go the route of what Juwan did. Juwan hired a veteran coach, a guy that was a proven winner. There's a lot of guys like that. To get let go, he's going to have to find somebody like a Phil Martelli. And I think if he does that, he'll do fine. He's got great passion. You know, Jay, the one thing that Mike Krzyzewski always wanted at Duke, and Carolina does the same, and a lot of these programs, they want guys that wore the uniform. They want guys that can feel the unbelievable excitement of what it was to be part of the tradition. And I think that, you know, Mike brings that. He was part of it, 76 to 80. He was a brilliant player, over 2,000 points, loves Indiana. Now he comes back home, and I think that's a plus. He can sell the university in a positive way, and I really, you know, I think it was a good hire. Now we got to find out. I want to know who's on his staff. That's going to be important to me.
Dickie V, always great to talk to you. We love your energy. Thank you so much for joining us. As always, let's enjoy the rest of the tournament.
I tell you one thing, you know, I figured out, Jay, I got fired by the Pistons. You know why? Because my backcourt played like Honda and certainly Canty. They couldn't shoot the Jay. Now, if I had you, Jay, I might not have got fired. I'd never be on TV where I'm undefeated. I got the best record. I got the best record in basketball. I haven't lost a game in 42 years. I coached Duke, Carolina, Kentucky, every team in America, and I got a better record than your guy, Mr. Krzyzewski.
And that's why you're in the Hall of Fame, Dickie B. That's why you're in the Hall of Fame, baby.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, bud.
I feel like that was an unnecessary shot at my shooting ability, but I'll take it.
It was done in such a Dickie V way.
Hey, right,
that
I know.
Are you sliding me while I'm laughing?
No, it's all good. I'll tell you this, though. I'll bring you five fouls. I can do
that. Oh, yeah,
100%. I'll bring you five fouls.
I'm not trying to get fouled by Canty. No.
Oh, 100%. I'm good for it. Six hard fouls, and I'm going to get my money's worth out of all of them.
We were broken limbs.
As long as you're putting Jay on the line, you're in good shape.
Yeah, that's fair. I was not a great free throw shooter. I own that.
How is that? I still don't figure that out.
Something about when you had a hand in my face. I was able to just focus so much more than just being at the free throw line by myself. I had too much time to think. I wasn't reacting. I was thinking.
Like it was too easy.
Mm. Yeah, it was weird.
You needed more.
It was like too easy that I couldn't make it. That's the point.
Yeah, that is absolutely mind-boggling. I also love what he said about coaches. When coaches or players only get mad when you say something negative. Mm-hmm. Like that's always been a thing in media. It's hysterical. You could spend all this time saying great things about a team or a coach or a player, but the minute you have that one criticism, that's the first time you hear from them. I used to joke, I covered the New York Islanders for a long time, and their players one time revolted. They wouldn't talk to me for half a season because I was too negative. So I had a meeting with them, and I said, tell you what, this is what we'll do. I'm going to write nothing but positive things about you for the rest of the season, and if you win the Stanley Cup, my name goes on it. Because if I have that much of an impact on you losing, then I'll have that much of an impact on you winning.
Fair point.
As the story goes, they did not win the Stanley Cup, so my name did not go on.
I mean, I had the same thing happen with LeBron James. We sit up here and say, I call LeBron James the greatest player of all time to ever play the game.
Yep.
And then I gave a comparison like how he was once mentality-wise, kind of like a Scottie Pippen on those Miami Heat teams. And he tweeted at me. I was like, yo, hold on now.
Yeah.
I've also said that you're the greatest player to ever play the game.
But that's how it goes.
Yeah,
no doubt about it. All right, so somebody with credibility finally spoke up for James Harden. You know who it was? It was James Harden. That's coming up after SportsCenter.
Feeding it to Evan Mobley. Gets free.
Mobley to the rim and a two-hand poster. Evan Mobley just hanging on the wall as he drove in and posterized Frank Kepnaw. My goodness.
My goodness. That was what that sounded like on Westwood One NCAA Radio Network, and Chris Canty just gave it the gas face. USC, UCLA advanced to the Elite Eight. The six-seed USC defeated number 7 Oregon 82-68 in the West Region. They'll face top-seeded Gonzaga, who defeated Creighton. 11-seed UCLA outscored 2-seeded Alabama, but it took overtime to advance to the East Regional Final, where they will face Michigan. The Wolverines are in the Elite Eight for the fourth time since 2013 after beating Florida State 76-58. On to the women's tournament. Six-seeded Texas upset 2-seeded Maryland 64-61 to advance the Elite Eight. It's the second time Texas has beaten multiple top three seeds in a single NCAA tournament. The other instance came in 1986 en route to winning the national title. Texas, not the only Texas school in the Elite Eight. Defending champion Baylor takes on top seed UConn, a must-watch in the Riverwalk Regional Final. That's tonight, 7 p.m. on ESPN. On to football. Saints Alvin Kamara called the NFL's likely 17-game regular season dumb. On Sunday, our own Adam Schefter tweeted the league is planning to expand. After going with a 16-game regular season since 1978, owners were granted the ability to expand to 17 games as part of last year's collective bargaining agreement with players. SportsCenter brought to you by Indeed. Indeed has this hiring tool called Instant Match, and it really lives up to its name. Just post a sponsored job and Indeed instantly searches millions of resumes in their database to immediately deliver the candidates that fit your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Five down flex.
It's a new play. That means like give the ball to Canty and get the hell out of the way.
There you go.
Get the hell out of the way, Alan.
That's a winning formula right
there. That's right. That's why we win championships.
Winners want the ball, don't they?
Yeah, where do you want the ball? Are you the top of the key? Are you the wing? Like, where's your operational
spot? Give it to me in the low post.
Okay.
Low post, back to the basket. Let me go to work.
Exactly. That's the kind of spirited talk that we need from CC. You know what else gave us the spirited talk that I want everybody to kick off the weekend with? Bradley Beal was speaking to his AAU team. I want everybody pull over to the side of the road, stop what you're doing right now, and listen to the words of Bradley Beal. Play that stuff.
Y'all got to understand, when you go to college, you don't get away with this, man. You get to the league, you don't get away. They take your bread, bro. You walk around this motherfucker, moping and pounding around, bro, it's either one or two things going to happen where you at. They going to ship your off, or they going to wave your or you ain't going to have no job. They just going to say, here, just take the money. We don't even want you. That's the two options you got in the league. And I don't never like pulling my NBA card, ever. But, bro, y'all, it's only 400. That mean if you got dreams of getting to the league, you got to play me. You got to guard me. And guess what? Can't none of y'all motherfucking guard me. Ain't none of y'all taking my job.
That's what I'm talking about. That, CeCe, that has me ready to run through a wall. People don't understand how hungry dudes are. Like, that is a dog right there. That's somebody. That's why when you hear people mention the name Bradley Beal, it's like, hey, the Lakers want Bradley Beal. Hey, the Nets want Bradley Beal. Hey, Chicago wants Bradley Beal. Because he's a guy right there that leads the league in scoring, but he don't play like that. That's a dog mentality. He's always going to be the underappreciated guy because he's going to carry that chip on his shoulder, CeCe. Those are the kind of players I love to be around. That's a hell of a message to send to any kid out there that wants to be a pro at any sport.
Yeah, that's real talk right there. He's giving them a little bit of perspective about what the sports business is all about, because all young kids talk about wanting to go to the league, right? A lot of young kids, like, they have aspirations. They look up to their sports heroes. They're like, I want to be that person one day. Well, Bradley Beal is taking them behind the curtain and letting them understand this is what goes into being a professional athlete. And this is the type of mentality that you have to have. Sports teams are always looking to get younger and cheaper. They're looking to replace you daily.
Talk to Sam Darnold about it.
You've always got to work in order to maintain your status with the club. You've always got to work to be able to maintain that paycheck.
I'm just saying.
He's just letting them young kids know it ain't all gravy. It ain't all sweet.
And it should never be easy, because at that level you tend to dominate people your age, and he's letting them know, don't pay attention to this. You got more things to work for.
Just saying, you want to be the best? Stop CC on the block.
There you go.
Go through CC. Yeah. Stop him from putting work on the block. Yeah. That's what needs to be the best. That was number five. Let's go to number four.
At four.
NBA attendance. The Miami Heat are doing something interesting. It is happening in Florida. Makes you a little questionable. But Miami Heat, the Harrison family, does a great job of running their program. So what they're doing, their franchise, they're actually breaking things up as far as it relates to vaccines. There is a vaccine section right now within their arena. They're going to come out with two of them. Look for the NBA to do a lot more of this in their rollout plan. There will be a different entrance. You have to show your CDC paperwork to go in, but fans are starting to come back into stadiums more and more now, and they will be in their own isolated section, a seat removed away from individuals, as long as you show your vaccine CDC papers.
And Jay, you know we're in New York, and New York City is doing the Excelsior app to prove that you've been vaccinated or you've had a negative test, and Madison Square Garden is going to start accepting that later on this week. So that's going to be a thing, too. These venues, being able to allow sports fans back in there, they also want to make sure that they maintain what's in the best interest of the public health.
They're saying this feels like it's 2050. Walk up, boop, boop, okay, you passed the CDC guideline. You went, where are the flying cars at, though? Why are we so behind? What's going on?
It's the that haves was, and the have-nots.
That was number four. Let's go to number three.
At three.
Just play the sound. Just play. I want people to feel the sound. Just go ahead and play it. I want to hear James Harden.
Do you think that your game has grown even more since your last MVP season? And do you feel like you belong in those conversations again this year?
Well, I feel like I belong in it. I feel like I am the MVP. I mean, it's that simple.
So this is what I'm talking about. He said, I am the MVP. 40, 10, 5 games. He had his 29th 40, 10, 5 assist plus games, okay? That is the most in NBA history. That's the most in NBA history. I do not understand why James Harden, as it relates to the Vegas odds, is so far behind everybody else to win MVP. Against Detroit, granted it was against Detroit, he had 44, 14, and 8.
I can explain.
Explain for me very quickly.
Because the award is voted by the media. That's why. And there will be a bit of a media bias to this, especially against him. I feel like his numbers this year more than ever contributing to winning, when you consider that Kyrie hasn't played a ton, KD hasn't played at all in a long time. They've only played 7 games together, and he has continued to push that team to keep winning. And I just feel like he is starting to – he has to be in the conversation, especially with the injuries to the other guys that led the way. But remember who votes, and Vegas knows. You get that feel, you get the sense, you kind of read the room – and you just don't get a lot of momentum from media about him as an MVP candidate.
Then let's hold teams to the same standards when they hold players out. Like, you want to hold Andre Drummond out? Like, all right, like, you know, same standard for a team. Like, it's like it gets held against the player, but then nothing gets held against the team. Well, it's just team business. But it can't be player business when he wants to force his way out of a situation.
I completely agree.
Just saying.
Completely agree.
Works both ways.
It should.
All right, let's go to number two.
But he is an MVP candidate.
Yes,
no
he
doubt
is.
About
he better be.
Number At two.
Shaqton of PG. You might think Shaqton a fool, but no, we're talking about Zion Williamson. Shaqton, he is Shaq in a point guard position. That's what you're seeing here right now. I do not understand why we are not talking about this guy every damn day, CC. We did it last year, right? And all of a sudden, I was like, whoa, we got a little bit more hyped about Ja Morant, and I get it because Zion was out. But, I mean, he had 38. Against the Dallas Mavericks, 39 against Denver, 27 against the Lakers, 30 against Denver. Hear about how Zion thinks about himself. I mean, let's listen to the sound. Let's see. There is no sound. Okay, I got okay. See this. My producer was talking to me in my ear in the last play. I got confused. It's okay.
It was the sound of silence.
I'm giving the ball to CC. I'm getting out of the way. I'm giving the ball to Zion. I'm getting out of the way. I think what he's doing this year is so damn special. Like, they have moved him to the point guard position. You have Lonzo Ball setting screens for him. That's how. Think
Which is
about
so
that.
Ironic.
It's the reverse of John Stockton, Karl Malone. You have the little So then the pick for the big coming off, and he's rolling to the bucket, giving you any which way you want it.
Don't you feel, Jay, that this, what they're doing is they're saying, we're not going to try to turn him into what Charles Barkley was early in his career. We're not trying to turn him into Blake Griffin, where we just want you to jump and dunk over people and use your athleticism. No, no, no. We're going to let you develop your game skills and show off your game skills and play it completely different to which would be, to me, a more sustainable way to play for him. Instead of saying, well, we're just going to use your power and your dunking and your ability to finish at the rim, and we're going to have you do that until your knees break. Or, no, 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 we're going to have you play this way, which can give him a long-term career. Because the concern about Zion always was, how long can he play that way? This way, he could play a very long time.
Saying we're not talking about Brandon Ingram a lot, are we, this year? It's very interesting. Yeah. We're talking a lot about Zion.
No, this is his
not
team.
Not talking
now.
About Brandon Ingram.
Now, yeah. Now this is his team now. This has become like Luka with Dallas. This
PG1.
Yes.
New Orleans Pelicans. Post a picture of Zion. 100%. PG1. Let's go to number one.
And running point.
Is the buyout market like an arms race? I mean, it feels like every single year, especially this year, Andre Drummond to the Lakers. For all the people that have the hate on Andre Drummond, I've been seeing his name trending this year a lot when it comes to this trade. I just want you to know, he was averaging 17 and 13. For a team right now playing without AD, AD has been cleared to play in practice. We'll see how he comes back off that Achilles injury. This is one hell of a guy that could play alongside LeBron James when he comes back. Not the same skill set as AD, but can be utilized in a different way, especially if you meet the Nets in the finals, if they're able to get to the finals, especially.
Jay, you know I'm a Lakers fan, so I got to ask, how does this thing work with AD and Andre Drummond together in the lineup?
Well, look, I think when it comes down to closing moments, you go to AD at the five.
Yeah.
Right? Plus, Drummond's not the best free throw shooter.
Yeah.
But throughout the course of the game, I mean, you can spell AD at the four if you want to go big. You can give AD some rest. I think that just – Marcus Gasol wasn't it,
yeah.
CC. Like, yeah. And I love Marcus Gasol. He's a legend. Love the way he's treated Kobe Bryant's family. Love that for his own family. He's an incredible human being. But he is a liability on the court in pick-and-roll scenarios. Andre Drummond is not that person. He can help you out tremendously. And the second part, LaMarcus Aldridge
to
the Nets. Look, let's just be real about it. A lot of people say, oh, Stephen A. Smith, they're like, they're stealing the NBA championship. Maybe if you had talked to me about this 3 years ago, when he was an all-star, but L.A. is going to be a guy that comes off the bench. That's his nickname, L.A., LaMarcus Aldridge. He can come off the bench. He can get you 12, 13 points, get you 4 or 5 rebounds. He can knock down some shots. I think it's more so LaMarcus Aldridge and Blake Griffin open up the court due to the way they can pick and pop, due to the way they can shoot. It's a perfect unlocking scenario for Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden.
Limits their minutes, too. You're not going to get – less is going to be more out of those two guys. So, obviously, and it's also the time of year where vets want to jump on the bandwagon of a place where they can get a ring.
There you go.
And that's certainly what we're seeing. Good stuff, Jay. As always, running the point, little RTP. That was
a little RTP. Give the ball to CC and get the hell out of the way.
I like
that. What's that play called?
It's called five down flex.
Five down.
Five down flex or CC.
Flex.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it. You guys have heard of the Super Bowl Shuffle, right?
Yes.
Yes.
You guys, 85 Bears.
You know that song?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Well, the NFL draft this year is sort of like the quarterback shuffle. I know. We can do better than that. But anyways, we'll get to all that coming up next.
Where are we going?
Jay Will, zoom in. You don't know. It's Chris Canty here and some guy here. ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
What happens to Jimmy Garoppolo? Sure, they're going to be trading him, right? Not so fast.
At 6, Miami can get the wide receiver. That is the thought process. You look at Philly.
No one in the city can figure out what exactly they're doing.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Let's get loose. Let's get ready. It's the morning. It's New York City. It's KJZ.
I see you hit him with the shoulders, Jay. Jay hit him with the shoulders a little bit.
Alan Hahn, Chris Kenny in with Jay Will.
He got a little rhythm out.
Now, did we recover? See, see, that's what people need to understand.
I can dance all day to that beat. See, see, that beat, I'm in. The other beat,
it was just, I'm just not. You know what? Dan Orlovsky, maybe Dan can help me out with this.
What's that?
ESPN NFL analyst joins us right now. Goodyear Hotline, and Dan, I mean, the clash, should I stay or should I go? A simple 1-2 rhythm, right? A very simple, very basic 1-2 rhythm. Jay struggled with it. Said he couldn't dance to it, couldn't figure it out, couldn't clap to it, Dan. We have
the least surprising news of the day is that Jay Will struggled with that song, rhythm-wise, beat-wise, to find it. I mean, that could we... The sweater tells me everything, you know? The sweater shows me everything when it comes to that song. Chris, I love your sweater. You look great, buddy.
Are you trying to talk about style? Is that what you're trying to do right now to me, Daniel?
I was referencing music.
I'm not going to do that to you on TV. I'm not going to do that to you.
I was referencing the music that you can't move to the simplest song.
It was a song I've never heard of. What was the name of the song?
It's Should I Stay or Should I Go by The Clash.
Who is The Clash?
Oh, no.
That's a great question. That's a great question.
Who is The Clash? I never listened to The Clash before.
I'm with Jay on that.
Thank you. I don't know. Have you ever seen a movie?
I've seen a lot of movies. Just never heard The Clash in the movies.
Disturbing right now.
Okay. Yeah. Let's get the football with Daniel before we start side-railing this whole conversation.
The quarterback carousel continues to spin with this draft, although it feels like first four picks are going to be quarterbacks. But when you see what the 49ers did moving up to number three, can you pinpoint who they're targeting there at number three? Because, I mean, if you look at it, it's going to be Trevor Lawrence and seems like Zach Wilson at two. So then who is there at three for them?
I think it's Mac Jones. I have felt Mac Jones with Kyle Shanahan marriage for about a month now. I was with Kyle, and Kyle used to talk about two things that he physically loved in a quarterback all the time. He talked about a very natural throwing motion, and then he talked about this upper body torque that when your feet are always in chaos, which they are in the NFL, you have to be able to throw with just your upper body and kind of the spin of your upper body. And there's two quarterbacks at the top of this draft that have those two physical traits, Zach Wilson and Mac Jones. And I think that this move is about Kyle Shanahan loving Mac Jones. Now, maybe the organization is still intrigued by a player like Trey Lance, and they're not completely sold that they've made their final determination. But I do believe it's for Mac Jones. And I think the reality is that they're looking at – Kyle Shanahan's had three top five offenses in the NFL with three different styles of quarterbacks, okay? Two of those quarterbacks are Matt Ryan and Jimmy Garoppolo. And everyone talks about, well, Mac Jones, he's not athletic enough. Matt Ryan ran 4.89. Jimmy Garoppolo ran 4.97. Mac Jones is technically more athletic, at least straight line faster than those guys. He comes from Steve Sarkisian, the head coach at Texas now. He was his offensive coordinator at Alabama last year. He coached under Kyle Shanahan in Atlanta. He comes from an under-center drop-back passing game, under-center play-action passing game, under-center bootleg passing game. That's exactly what Mac Jones is really, really good at. That's what Kyle Shanahan has always kind of based his offense off. So I do believe it's for Mac Jones.
Dan, the move for the 49ers to move up, what does it mean for Jimmy Garoppolo?
I think that depends on who they take, Chris. I think if it's Mac Jones, Jimmy Garoppolo is done, okay, in San Francisco. I do think that if they're going to take Trey Lance, it leads me to think that they're going to keep him at least to start the season because Trey Lance, he's played one game in a year, you know? So I think the reality for this is who are going to be the suitors for Jimmy Garoppolo? Let's play this game where they take Mac Jones. well, who are going to be the suitors, or how, what are you going to get for them? There's this truth, too, Chris, that he's missed 23 games in the last 3 years. And I have said this. If we are going to kill a player like a Carson Wentz for the lack of availability, we've got to say the same thing for Jimmy Garoppolo. He also, in the last 3 years, has the third worst interception percentage in the NFL. If we're going to crush a player like Jameis Winston for the amount of interceptions he throws, we've got to keep it real with Jimmy Garoppolo as well. And so I think it depends on who San Francisco takes, but I don't think his market is going to be as extreme as others do.
Dan, no, we got to know you got to run, so we'll let you go here, and you can take that 1-2 beat on your way to whoever's next for you. Thanks, Dan.
Ridiculous.
There he goes. There he goes.
Should I stay or should I go?
Don't know that.
Well,
song.
He has to go. Jay. But we don't want to let you go. Dan Orlovsky on the Goodyear Hotline, brought to you by Goodyear, celebrating March deal days with month-long service and savings. Visit GoodyearAutoservice.com for offers. Sorry about that, Jay, but I mean,
I just have never heard of the Clash before. It's all love and respect. I mean, I'm sure they're great at what they do. I just
don't feel bad, Jay, because I never heard of them either.
Okay.
Never heard of them either.
Okay, if you're talking to me about Patti LaBelle or some Anita Baker now, let's do it.
We're going to play a lot of Clash now the rest of the show so you guys understand. Keyshawn, Jay, Will Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. Alan Hahn, Chris Kenny in with Jay Will. And, you know, one thing also to talk about when it comes to New York, you know, where is Sam Darnold going to go and in this thing if the Jets are taking Zach Wilson at two? But on the other side is you also have the Giants and their situation at their quarterback. And maybe the Jets aren't sure about what they're going to do at quarterback, but there is one New York team that is convinced they have the quarterback to win them a Super Bowl. Well, obviously, we know which team it is and who that quarterback is, but wait till you hear what the owner had to say about his quarterback. Well, that's coming up next. Keyshawn, Jay Will, Zubin, ESPN Radio, Chris Kenny, Alan Hahn, and you. Good morning.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.